The week ahead, Ek Bien and the first reviews of GPT-6 Astra. The thread running through Monday's news is the convergence of simultaneous pressures. A drone war expanding its geographic scope into Russian territory, a Gulf region escalating on multiple fronts, treasury yields resisting every administrative tool, AI systems behaving in unanticipated ways, and markets attempting to price all of it in real time. A secondary thread is institutional credibility under stress. Iranian claims the US calls a total lie, a CEO declaring AGI arrived while the company whose product he cited pushes back, and a fiscal narrative colliding with bond market reality. The week carries several consequential scheduled events. The ECB rate decision arrives Thursday, with markets watching for signals on the pace of any easing against the backdrop of a better-than-expected Q2 revision. Bank of Japan policy signals around the yen will be closely tracked given the carry trade implications of a rate move. The Trump administration's next geographic renaming announcement is expected, target unspecified. And independent research reviews of GPT-6 Astra are anticipated within 2 weeks. Those results will either substantiate or significantly complicate Huang's AGI declaration, and they will carry more analytical weight than anything said at a product launch. The podcast closed with an acknowledgement and a correction. On a May episode, a claim was made that Ukraine had hit its fourth Russian ship in the Caspian Sea that month. The Caspian Sea is landlocked and approximately 2,000 kilometers from Ukrainian-controlled territory. Ukraine has no credible means of striking Russian naval assets there. The claim was geographically impossible, the correction embarrassing, and the lesson stated plainly: always test whether a striking statistic is physically and geographically plausible before treating it as confirmed.